Okay, since I'm probably going to forget tomorrow, today's learning should be Zchus Nishmas, David Milinowitz's father, Rev Chaim Zev ben Reb Avram Aaron. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. The Yahrzeit is tonight and tomorrow. The learning, as always, should be a Zchus for an Ilan Neshama for Chaim Elozer ben Shimshon Aryeh, and a Zchus for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, and a Zchus for Fu Shlema. Chaim David ben Arachon, Chanolei ben Shein Arachon, Abadati ben Peril, and a Zchus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we're continuing in the Shaar HaGaiva in the Arches HaSadikim, we're on page 69, and he says like this. He's talking about the fact that someone who wants to be saved from the Yetzer Hara, whether it's the Aveira, whether it's the Midah of Gaiva or any Midah, has to plan to be careful and be diligent and I'm blanking on the word, but basically be careful that the Yetzer Hara is going to catch you. So he says it like this. Ki ha-yetzer oirei v'loi, the Yetzirah is lying in ambush. Umevi tainas v'rayas lavi adam lidei gaiva. He brings arguments and rationalizations why a person should act with gaiva. Kedei letardam min ha'olam, in order to remove him from the world. Lachin, therefore, al yis'atza milen atzeach yetzirah yom yom. A person should not be lazy, should not be lax in conquering the Yetzirah every day. V'zenikra, and this is called Mechama Gedayla. This is called the Great War. K'may shemetzino, and this is what I left off with yesterday. K'may shemetzino b'echad min ha-chasidim. We find that one of the chasidim, he encountered people that were returning from war, and they returned with a lot of spoils. He said to them, rest, you returned from the small war, but guess what? You're about to enter into the big war. Amr said to him, hold, what do you mean? We just fought for our lives. Ah, yeah, but the big war, the difficult war is Hayetzer and his army. He says, any regular enemy that you conquer once, twice, three times, he leaves you alone. He realizes he can't defeat you and he leaves you alone. But the Yetzirah, he doesn't stop. You could defeat the Yetzer Hara 100 times. He doesn't stop coming after you. Don't trust in yourself until the day you die. Because all of your days, the Yetzer Hara lies in ambush, hoping to catch you off guard. And if he is able to defeat you in something that's very small, if in the end, he'll get you to do the worst Aveira. And this is actually something we see now in Nach, where the Yetzer Hara started by simply telling getting Klal Yisrael not to conquer all the nations in Canaan. And what ended up happening is that it led to them being influenced and them doing the worst Aveira of Avodah Zarah, all because of a slight Aveira, a small Aveira of not actively conquering the rest of the land. The Avar and because Gaiva is like a gateway Midah to many other bad Midahs. And the Yetzer Hara too is active in a person's heart. And the Yetzer Hara tries all day long to make what's false seem true and what's true seem false. And he teaches a person to be proud and brings rayas why you should do it. You have to strive to outsmart it. What's the beginning of the Yetzer's tricks? Who makshaliba shel adam? He hardens a person's heart, and he lifts it up, and he makes gaiva and other bad midos seem sweet, seem like something that's desirable. And even though a person knows with certainty that there's a problem with gaiva, even so, person will intentionally be oiver and have pride, because the Yetzirah ignites a person's heart to chase after honor. Honor is a very powerful incentive. Until you are at the point where you're not even concerned for the Aveira. But someone who is clean in his ma'isim, and he doesn't intentionally have pride, and he doesn't praise himself when he knows that that's an Aveira to do so, so the Yetzer is going to come with different types of tricks and wage a war to the death to try to overthrow him and catch him. And it's going to offer him rationalizations and even tell him that it's a mitzvah and it's a reward for you to praise and glorify yourself. Okay, we'll stop here and Mitzvah, pick it up tomorrow.